from one term of court to the next.
Yeah.
You know, that runs around a year.
Well, we have a Christmas vacation of about a week.
Yeah. And you could ask for it to come up in there?
Yeah.
If you're on a criminal docket, you couldn't. But a civil docket, I believe you could.
Uh-huh. So, I've never been on jury duty.
Well, they'll get you some these days.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. This is one of those.
There's not much pay, but you'll learn quite a bit.
Yeah, that's
you bet your life.
See.
Now, when they select a jury of 12 men and women, well, then the judge is dismissed now. They're drawn out of a whole panel back there. The court clerk up here has got a little tin box about so big, about so deep, with all your names is in there. And before he starts calling names and of a morning, you take that box and he'll shake it and he'll do it this way and shake it and shake it. You'll open that lid, you'll have his paper and pencil over on this side. You just reach in there, you don't no more look than nothing, pick up one. Bring it out and open it up, and when he opens it up, well, then he'll holler for him back there. When he calls their name, they have to come to the jury box. They do that till they get 12 jurymen in there.
Now, are these just the registered voters who serve, or is this any?
No, they got most generally from the tax rolls. About 3 years ago, the tax assessor sent 19,000 names on little cards about like that.
Hmm.
And they're in that jury box up there.
Well, I think I just got into tax rolls just when I bought my house.
Well,
that is when the government and I bought our house.
Well, now, notice another thing, and that's another reason why we have so many women. Of course, there's a lot of women own their own homes and their home, the deeds and their names. But any amount of men, I got a boy out here, don't Buck send Christine every time? And he works at the refinery. Wife works at Anthony, but it's handy for her to step over to the courthouse and pay the taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And render them also.
Mm-hmm.
So they never have caught her, have they?
I don't think so.
Hmm?
I don't think so. Oh, you mean caught on the jury?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
started
on the jury.
Well, that's the way, if you let your wife.
I'd rather do it myself.
Yeah.
You don't learn anything when she goes.
That's right.
I don't know, this is one of those, well, it's a duty, but it's also a privilege of citizenship.
That's right. That's right.
You pay your taxes, that's certainly a duty.
You only try to make it before. Well, now like myself, I could serve if I'd mind to, but they can't make me serve.
Mm-hmm.
After you pass 65.
Well, I just wait my turn. I learned this in the Army.
Yeah.
Don't volunteer.
Yeah, don't volunteer.
And it's the same way with universities, too. Don't volunteer.
Uh-huh.
Because all they want is somebody who's eager. And that's all. You just be eager once, and you're done.
That's right.
If you have a suggestion, you make it, and they'll see to it that you carry it through.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I think that's rather silly.
Yeah.
Because they certainly do bottle up the suggestions. If people are all excited about something, what would you tell them? I say, it's nothing to be excited about. Oh, for example, if you went to a movie and the place caught fire, and you noticed it.
Well, ordinarily, self-handed, I'd say everybody in there would get excited and run out of there as fast as they could. Just what, how to speak it now.
Keep calm or something like that?
They should say, somebody does try to hold them down, you know.